Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I should have moved before I got married. Dear Stephen Shirley, my neighbor has become a problem and my wife is starting to notice. Back in the day, I rented the house I live in from my next door neighbor's husband. Before he died, he sold me the house. I'm not proud of this, but after his death, I was at his house a lot, having sex with his widow. It started with home-cooked meals, and I felt obligated to help her do things around the house. She was a very beautiful woman, and she looked so lonely back then. I eventually told her that we couldn't have sex anymore because I'd met someone special. Months after that, she met the lady that's my wife now. The neighbor lady said she was happy for me, but she asked me to have sex with her one last time before I fell in love and forgot about her. I refused the sex, and I told her that I could never forget her. In the back of my mind, I knew that it was time to sell my house and move far away from the neighbor. But I stayed in the house. I got married, and I moved my new wife in with me. Now, a year later, my neighbor has been calling me all hours of the day and night to do things for her. Monday night, she called and asked if I could come kill a lizard in her garage. I did it. My wife was side-eyeing me. Then yesterday, the neighbor called and said she had a sore throat and asked if I could run out and get her two lemons and some chicken noodle soup. I told my wife, and she said if I went to the store for the neighbor, then she was going to leave me for good because I don't even go to the store for her. I was so nervous that my hands started shaking. My neighbor is a ticking time bomb, and I'm scared of what she might do. Is it time to sell this house, or should I be honest with my wife about my past? Okay, yes. Yes, it's way past time for you to sell that house. But listen, what happened a long time ago between you and your neighbor before you even met your wife, before you knew your wife. So technically, you did not cheat on your wife. I know Steve is not going to agree with me on this, but in this case, I really think you can tell your wife the truth about your past relationship with a neighbor, and your wife won't be too mad about it. She won't be too mad. You can tell her. I'm telling you, you can tell her. Because it happened before you met her. I do agree with you. Be quiet, Steve. I knew you weren't going to agree with that. I do agree with you, letter writer, that you should have said you should have sold this house back in the day and moved away, because the neighbor lady, as you call her, has become quite attached. She's become very entitled, thinking she can call you all times of the day and night. And now she's even in an imaginary competition with your wife. That's all in her head. Not to mention that she's beyond rude, she's disrespectful, and all of this. So your choices are A, continue to stay there and risk your wife leaving you like she said she would, because your neighbor is crazy and it will only escalate if she doesn't get what she wants. And of course, that's you. Or B, your choice is get a realtor, put your house on the market ASAP, and move, okay? I'm sure your wife suspects something went down between the two of you anyway. That's why your neighbor acts so crazy. But it's best to get on while you can, move out from this toxic situation before she ruins your marriage. Steve?
What? Sherry, what you say? I tell her she ain't gonna be too mad.
She's not gonna be too mad. She'll be mad, but not just
mad. I don't know what too mad is to you.
You just sound like boy, mad, period.
Here's the subject of this letter. I should have moved out before I got married. That's the whole doggone problem, homie. You should have moved, should have been moved. You got to get out of there. You ought to leave now. You ought to leave the country. It's so much you should have did and should do, but it's too late because you stupid. My neighbor done became a problem. My wife is starting to notice. Wives don't miss nothing. Back in the day, I rented the house I live in from my next door neighbor's husband. Before he died, he sold me the house. Okay, that's interesting. I'm not proud of this, but after his death, I was at his house a lot, having sex with his widow. All right now. Yeah. It started with home-cooked meals. Now, I felt obligated to help her do stuff around the house. You know, she was a very beautiful woman, and she looked so lonely back then. And I thought I'd go over here and fix that. That's what he should have said. I eventually told her that we couldn't. See, this is where the letter took a jump for me. And I felt obligated to help her do things around the house. She's a very beautiful woman, and she looked so lonely back then. I eventually told her that we couldn't have sex anymore. And what you said, dog? You told him we can't have sex no more because I done met somebody special. And then months later, she met the lady that's my wife now. The neighbor lady said she was happy for me, but she asked me to have sex with her one last time before I fell in love and forgot about her. Listen to this, fellas. I refused the sex. Boy.
Hang on, Steve.
You forgetting who you wrote this letter to. You hear what I said? This beautiful woman that here. I refuse the sex.
Hang on.
Just come over here one more time.
We'll have part two of your response coming up, Steve, at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, I should have moved before I got married. We'll get back into it right after this.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject. It is, I should have moved before I got married.
Yeah, see, y'all, let me tell you something. I read these letters differently. This is coming from a guy. I respect Shirley's opinion on this. She has every right to think that this guy should just be open and tell the truth. But here's the problem. He's saying I should have moved before I got married. Yeah, but you didn't. My neighbor has become a problem, and my wife is starting to notice. Here we are again. How many times have I used what the legendary Bishop Bonner has said? Be careful of people who are victims in circumstances that they created themselves. Now, my neighbor has become a problem, and my wife's starting to notice. So now he's got to write a letter. Back in the day, you rented a house that you live in from a friend of yours that lived next door, your neighbor's husband. And before he died, he sold me the house. I ain't proud of this, but after he died, I was at the house a lot having sex with his widow. My man. Okay, cool. Ain't really no sin or crime committed here, you know. So you waited till he died. All right. Well, I know you ain't proud of it, but you didn't stop going over there either. So now, it started with being at the house a lot, having sex with his widow. It started with home-cooked meals, and I felt obligated to help her do things around the house. She was a very beautiful woman, and she looked so lonely back then. So I just felt like, you know, I ought to slide on through there and stop some of this loneliness, right? I eventually told her that we couldn't have sex anymore. Okay, I sure wish I'd heard that. Because I didn't met somebody special. And months after that, she met the lady that's now the wife. The neighbor lady told me she was happy for him and everything. But she asked me to have sex with her one last time before I fell in love and forgot about her. I refused the sex, and I told her I could never forget her. Okay, so hold on, man. Let me understand this statement. You can never, ever forget her, because obviously it was so good or special that you kept going over there. And she asked you for this, and you do favors for her, but she asked you for one more favor, come over here one more time, have sex with me. You refused the sex and then said I could never forget you. In the back of my mind, I knew it was time for me to sell my house and move far away from the neighbor. That was in the back of your mind. But what was going on up at the front? Because, see, you don't want to tell us that. Let's just get with what's happening in the front of your mind. She's still fine. She's still a beautiful woman. And she wanted to have sex one last time. But she didn't. But I stayed in the house. I got married. I moved my new wife in with me. A year later, my neighbor has been calling me all hours of the day. She's been calling you the whole time you've been married. Calling you all hours of the day and night to do things for her. Monday night, she called and asked if I could come and kill a lizard in her garage. I did. Now, hold up. Wait a minute, hold up, bro. See, you got to realize who you talk to. Come over to my house and kill a lizard in the garage. And I did it. Come over here and have sex with me one more time. I refused it. Boy, you show me a man that would rather kill a lizard than have sex. Just tell me that. You see, man, when you write these letters to me, man, you're writing to another man. Now, she can call you to do anything. You hop, skip over there, but she call you and ask you for some sex one more time. You refuse it. Man, stop. It don't even make no sense to no dude listening to this letter. And when it don't make sense to us, you really think that's going to get past a woman who are way smarter than us? Boy, I can't tell you how much trouble you in. And I did it. My wife was side-eyeing me. Like, you know what, over there, you know, she already know. Then yesterday, the neighbor called and said she had a sore throat, and if I could run to get her two lemons and some chicken noodle soup. I told my wife, and she said, if you go to that stove, she was going to leave me for good because you don't even go to the stove for her. I was so nervous that my hands started shaking. You know why? Because you've never refused this woman before. You've done everything. So why would she expect you not to go get the chicken noodle soup and the lemons? And why would she not expect you to kill the lizard? And that is the other, this is the two things you done told about. So when she asked you for that sex one more time, you didn't go over there and do that? Man, come on. Who you talking to? So I was so nervous, my hands started shaking. My neighbor is a ticking bomb, and I'm scared of what she might do. Is it time to sell the house, or should I be honest with my wife about my past? Man, let me tell you something. Of all the stuff you done typed in this letter, you saved the best, stupidest line for last. Or should I be honest with my wife about the past? Listen to me, son. Your wife is already side-eyeing you. She trying to figure out and then figure out why you always running over there. And you knew this woman before her. Shirley said, I know Steve is going to disagree, but you should just be honest with him and tell about the past. Let me ask you a question. What good will that do? That's when truth ain't going to help you at all. Why would you go over there and tell her we used to screw?
I think he's going to say
that. Why would
like
you go
that.
Over there and say that?
Post your comments on today's
Do you know the hell
letter.
Finna come to your house?
At Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook.
She finna backtrack all them visits and phone calls and everything. And then I knew it.
iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.